Welcome, everyone, to the February 2024 Islands Council meeting. Roll call.
Kurt Alstead.
Kurt went to the bathroom.
Yeah, I think so. He's here.
Daniel Bush.
Here.
Tim Daugherty.
Present.
Michael Dressler.
Here.
Michael Francis.
Here.
Bruce James.
Here.
Carl Richko.
Here.
Michael Sabatich.
Here.
Dan Van Abs.
Aye.
James Vizioli.
Here.
And Richard Bowden.
Here.
Kurt's here.
I'm here.
Thank you.
And on the phone, I think we also have some members from the DAG's office. Bruce, are you on?
I am. It's Bruce Velzy. Spells last name, so B as in Victor, E-L-Z-Y. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Alexis Franklin from the GAU's office, are you on?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, and do we have anyone from the Governor's Council? Jason Kane?
No, he's DAG.
Oh, he's DAG. Okay.
He's filling in for Jason.
Oh, I see. That's it. But usually it's him. All right, so we'll move on now. The Open Public Meetings Act.
This meeting is being held in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act. The Highlands Council sent written notice of the time, date, and method of participation in this meeting to newspapers of circulation throughout the state and posted notice on the Highlands Council website. This meeting is being conducted at the Highlands Council office located at 100 North Road, Chester, New Jersey. Participants may provide comments during the meeting or by emailing them to the Highlands Council prior to or following the meeting up to close of business on Friday, February 16, 2024.
Thank you, Annette. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Chair's report. Well, we all are all very, very happy that we are going to welcome a new council member today, Daniel Bush from Holland Township. It's my honor now to swear Dan in. So Dan, would you come around the back here? Want to do this?
Last chance. I usually swear people in as mayor.
There you go. It's different. Okay. Please raise your right hand. I, Daniel Bush.
I, Daniel Bush.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I'll support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I'll bear true faith and allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all the duties of the office of.
Perform all the duties of the office of.
Council Member, New Jersey Highlands Council.
Council Member, New Jersey Highlands Council.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. He's a tall guy.
That's perfect. It's like good to have him in the center. Perfect. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank
I
you.
Appreciate it. Thank you, everyone.
So, Councilman Bush, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Dan Bush. I'm a fourth generation with my children in Hunterdon County. We grew up in Alexandria Township on the family farm, where we had farmed in both Alexandria and Holland Township. I reside in Holland Township with my wife, Laura, and our two sons, Caleb and Aiden. Aiden being 14, Caleb being 23. 23 is a very interesting age for a young man. So. I'm navigating that as we speak. I've served on Holland Township's planning board for 16 plus years. I've been an elected member of the governing body for 15. I've served as deputy mayor for 3 terms, and I've been mayor now for 8 terms. Terms are selected by the committee, and some 15 years ago, I believed in the Highlands Council, I believed in what the mission was, and we've moved through conformance very steadily through Holland Township. We're a very open community. Holland Township doesn't represent itself as either party. Everybody does not want to be told what to do. So we believe in that mantra, and we believe that everyone has a right to speak and tell us what they believe. And I've been there very steadily to hear that. And I hope to bring something to the council. And I want to be a sponge and absorb and help wherever I can. So thank you all for being here today, and thank you for inviting me here.
Thank you. Welcome, and we certainly look forward to working with you. For my report, I also have a sad note here. I have to report to everyone that one of our former council members, Michael Tiefank, passed away in the last few days. He was a council member for about 5 years, and I know that in his town, he was a member of the planning board and the planning board chairperson for quite a few years. So he brought those expertise of planning to this council. So I know I send the condolences to his family from all of us. Executive director's report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, trying to make this as never brief. So I missed the last meeting because I was ill, so it didn't give me the chance. I have to say it. You know, this is a time to say goodbye and hello. I have to just note the retirement of Judy Thornton, our senior planner. I know you mentioned it at the last meeting. It's just impossible to state how valuable Judy was to the Highlands Council staff. Her maturity, her expertise, her even-handedness and her work ethic just were remarkable. And you know, we have the open planner position out there being advertised, but we're not going to find someone who's going to be able to replace Judy with all of her experience, and she's going to be missed. So I just want to make sure that I say that on the record. I told her that personally, but I want you all to know that. And good time, though, to say hello to Mayor Bush and welcome him to the council. We really look forward to working with you. Business that we have going on right now, the public comment period on the regional master plan updates is open. We've held 2 of our 6 public hearings. There's been some attendance. We've also gotten a number of written comments in on the updates. We have an upcoming meeting next week in West Milford at the West Milford Library. We also have a meeting here at the Highlands Council offices, one in Clinton Township and one at the Warren County Northwest branch of the library in Independence Township. We encourage anyone who has a comment on these regional plan updates to either submit written comments to us or to attend one of these meetings. And they're also, are these going to be available virtually too?
No, we did them virtually.
So you have to attend in person to comment, but we welcome all comments on the on the updates to the regional master plan. If you don't know, there are 2 updates proposed to the regional master plan. The one is to adopt our warehouse siting guidelines that we came out with last year, but to make them officially part of the regional master plan. And the other is to adopt an updated land use capability zone map. That's based upon additional science, the latest land use land cover mapping that we received from DEP, the updated flood hazard zones in the region. Just so you know, it's not a political process, it's an automated process. We have criteria that are contained within the regional master plan. Those criteria are put into it, and we run an algorithm on the mapping, and it just spits out what the mapping should be. And we'll look at it. It's possible that there are errors with anything that's done in that matter, and that those are the types of comments we welcome. If you see something that may be inappropriate, let us know, and we'll take that into consideration. Let's see. I want to report back to the council the watershed moratorium aid question that came up last year. Right, we have towns within the Highlands who qualify for watershed moratorium aid and aren't receiving them. There's no place for them to go to ask. Council Member Van Abs came up with the suggestion that three members of the Highlands Council be appointed to be members of the Watershed Moratorium Aid Board. That way they could hear any applications that are out there. I made that suggestion to the governor's office. They're considering it right now. But we did pass that resolution. I gave them a detailed evaluation and memo, both on why they're entitled to watershed moratorium aid, why they can't find a place to ask for it, and how much it would be if they were to receive it. It's a very small amount of money on an annual basis. The three towns that have the most substantial watershed lands within the region, based upon the $47 per acre formula that's in the watershed moratorium aid statute, it would add up to about $450,000 a year. May seem like a small amount, but anybody who's done a small town's municipal budget on an annual basis, the $200,000 that Ring would receive, the $140,000 that Wanakee would receive, and the $75,000 that Hardyston would receive, makes a real difference in their budget. So if we can help them out, and we're here to be advocates for our municipality. So I just want to let you know that I can't promise you that something's going to get done, but we've made what I believe is a rational and reasonable proposal on how to answer this question. The public comment period on the Pohatcong-Lopatcong Center Adjustment and Redevelopment Area is currently open. We've received a number of written comments on that application. We're in the process of evaluating the application. We've made some suggestions to these towns. They've responded to it. They've been very cooperative with the adjustments that we've requested of them. We believe that if everything, well, we don't, right now, at the end of the public comment period, if we can get a response document out quickly enough, it may be on for the March meeting. It's much more likely that will be before the council at the April meeting for your consideration. And there'll be the opportunity for public comment at the meeting there as well. On the agenda today is the award of the to the successful applicant for the RFP for our open space and recreation plan for the Highlands. We'll have a presentation from staff on that for you. It's an important measure. First off, the bulk of the financing is going to come from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. About 60% of the budget for this is coming from them, the rest from our R&P budget. It's important for us to get a handle on the scope of what open space acquisition targets are still out there, how much it's going to be financially, what are the recreational, both active and passive recreational needs, what are the agricultural needs when it comes to open space. And more importantly, if we can get a good handle on both the sum of what it is that we need to be able to do, we can then make a good financial argument for a dedicated source of open space funding for us. We've addressed this before. The council has passed a resolution asking for a dedicated source of open space funding. You know that we can match the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Highlands Conservation Act funding were we to have that money available, and we could address properties that don't fall squarely within either the SADC or Green Acres guidelines, which ends up being a substantial number of properties. I mean, you've heard me say it before, there are 19,000 undeveloped but developable lots still remaining in the Highlands. Of those 19,000, 90% of them are 50 acres or less. So they don't fall within the traditional open space programs. And if we can start to get those put aside, get some equity into the hands of the landowners, it'll be a very positive move for us to be able to do that, and something we haven't been able to do so far. Along related to that, we filed a petition with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Department of the Interior. One of the things that we really don't think about, when the Highlands Act was passed, it put provisions in place that required anyone going through an open space acquisition program to be given the opportunity to have their property evaluated at both pre-Highlands value and post-Highlands value. So we do two appraisals, and whichever one comes out higher, I don't know, let's guess which one's going to be higher. But we give the opportunity for that to happen so that property owners who enter into either farmland preservation or open space preservation are not penalized by the restrictions of the Highlands Act. The Highlands Conservation Act funds that come under the aegis of the federal government can't be awarded that way. They have to be awarded based upon a Yellow Book appraisal, which only would allow them to pay based upon the restricted value are really the post-Highlands values. That doesn't do anybody any good. It doesn't really allow us to use that money freely. And so we petitioned the Department of Interior to accept the New Jersey methodology. And we said we're different because New Jersey is the only state in the four-state Highlands region that took aggressive measures to protect the resources of the region, and that our landowners shouldn't be penalized because of that. So that petition is still pending. We're working on that right now. Related to that, in June, the dual appraisal methodology that I just talked about that was provided for in the Highlands Act, the second five-year extension of the dual appraisal provision expires. We're going to contact the legislators who were the sponsors of the act and ask for at least another five-year extension. I believe that it would probably behoove us to just make it a permanent extension. If you look at the demographics, you look at the actuarial tables, and you look at the provisions of the Highlands Act, there's going to be a sunset that's going to come from the people who qualify for pre-Highlands just passing away because we're going to exceed their lifetimes. The sheer number of properties that are out there and the money available and what it takes to do an open space transaction tells us we're never going to get anywhere near 19,000. You know, if we were to do 10,000 a year, maybe. But realistically, you just can't do that many transactions. So to put a time limit on it doesn't really make sense. But we'll ask at least for a five-year extension of the dual appraisals. Along the lines of our RFPs, we're going to start evaluating the responses to the branding and marketing RFP that we had out that the time period closed. We got a number, how many, Mary Jude?
Eight
really good submissions. And so we anticipate that we'll do the evaluation of those responses. We'll present them to the Budget and Finance Committee in March, probably April. Right.
I'm hoping for March.
I like your optimism. So we'll try to get on for the March meeting. But we have to interview. They're all coming in for personal interviews too. We're gonna be submitting comments on the Sparta Mountain activity for next year. We're not gonna challenge whether or not what they're doing is appropriate or not. We're just gonna make sure that we point out that the Highlands resources that are present at the site be appropriately respected and appropriately protected. The budget season is here. If you've read any of the evaluations of what the projections for this year's budget are, they're going to be tight. Despite that tight budget, I still believe that we need to have an increase to the Highlands Council budget. Same things I've been talking about since I came here. We're working with the same budget that the Highlands Council had over 10 years ago the same $2.1 million. We need additional positions that are core to our operation, that allow us to be effective, that allow us to serve our constituency and to support our municipalities appropriately, right? We need to have a dedicated agricultural person on to help the agricultural community of the Highlands. We need to have a stormwater engineer on board so that we can help the 88 Highlands municipalities, towns, meet the requirements of new MS4 permitting requirements that they're facing. I'm going to get ahead of myself along with that budget request. Just realize that in our grant budget right now, we've looked at five applications that we've approved the scopes of work for that amount to over $400,000 for five of the 88 municipalities. We have another 10 that are pending that we have to review. Those 15 applications alone will eat up over half of our annual grant budget. Right, and that's after the municipalities have already expended the DEP application that they've gotten. This obligation has been placed on the towns. It is going to place them in a tough financial spot. If we had a stormwater engineer on staff, we would be able to take some of that burden off of their plate and at least reduce the amount of money that they would have to expend, while meaning it's core to our mission, right? We're talking about how we handle stormwater. It's so important to water quality and water quantity. We just have to get involved in this. The affordable housing legislation that's pending right now in the legislature passed through the assembly this week. It's still pending before the Senate. One of the things that we believe here that's a shortcoming is that it doesn't appropriately address the Highlands Regional Master Plan within its terms. One of the things we have to recognize, the Highlands is a limited growth area. It's important, right? There's an overall capacity to the region where we could provide for the 830,000 people who live here and still be able to export water to 7.5 million people across the rest of the state. It's made all the more difficult if there are development pressures put on by the affordable housing legislation, if it doesn't require us to look at the build out for the Highlands as a whole, to look at the geographic restrictions on where buildings should or shouldn't take place, or to look at the methodologies by which that affordable housing gets built, right? We want to see more 100% affordable units built. It's important. There's an affordable housing crisis in the Highlands, just like there is in the rest of the state. You just have to do things differently in the Highlands because of the resources that we have to protect and the recognition of us as being a limited growth area. You just can't do things the same here. We're going to reach out and try to engage the city of Newark. Newark is the largest landowner in the Highlands, over 35,000 acres in the Newark watershed. They're also the single largest consumer of Highlands water. We have no real relationship with them. We would like to get involved with them in doing things like public education, environmental education, and management of their 35,000 acres to assist them with doing it. Right now, they're not engaged in doing much of anything. We think it behooves them to work with us, and for us, it's important because, again, it's core to our mission here in protecting the resources of the region, and I think it would also heighten awareness of the relationship between the Highlands and the urban areas of the state and how we have a symbiotic relationship that we rely on each other and we're in this together. We've had a number of outreach discussions with municipalities in the Highlands, met with the mayor of Mount Olive for over an hour a couple of weeks ago, but our outreach really is to the towns that are suddenly looking at us in a more friendly manner. Harding Township, Mendham Township, Hope Township, that hopefully we can engage them and get them doing, not that they're doing bad work now, but to work with us, see us as an asset, and again, try to get everybody rolling in the same direction. We have upcoming meetings with the SADC on coordination. One of the things that we're going to try to address with the SADC may be the ability to seat an agricultural ombudsman here in the Highlands who would be on the SADC payroll, somebody who could try to help farmers navigate through the different regulatory mazes that they encounter to help them with their issues. It's important, right? The single largest land use within the region other than residential housing is agriculture. It's so vital to the economic stability of the region and the future of the region, and again, so many other reasons why agriculture is important that I've covered here before. It's imperative that we be able to be an asset to the agricultural community. Going to be speaking at the Watershed Institute next Friday. Going to be speaking at the town of Booton next Tuesday. Going to be out in Wake Township talking to them. Meeting with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service about the dual appraisals next week. We have our regular meeting with the DEP coming up. And as I mentioned before, our RMP hearings in Clinton, West Milford, Independence, and here at our offices. And finally, the New Jersey state plan is being updated. And we want to make sure that the Highlands is appropriately addressed in that state plan update. So.
That's it. Any council members have any comments or questions for our executive director? Council member Savatich.
Yeah, Ben, thank you for your excellent report, which you always give. Very complex and varied. You mentioned quickly about the Sparta Mountain. And I know we're not doing any study of it. Tell me again what our role will be in the Sparta Mountain logging or overseeing what's going on up there.
It's a project that exceeds the size that it triggers our review of the activities that they're doing there. Right? There's been a lot of debate over whether what they're doing is appropriate or not. We're not going to wade into the debate over whether or not their goals are appropriate or not. But what we do have a concern with is whether or not, right, there are a number, it's a very environmentally sensitive site. What we're concerned with is whether or not the activities that are taking place there are going to respect those resources appropriately. and we want to make, we're going to point out what those resources are and make sure that the measures are taken, that they're not going to do things that are going to impact those resources.
Will we have people on the ground up there?
We don't. We really don't have the resources to do that. Like I said, we rely on DEP reporting to us on their activities. They've taken us on tours of the work sites before, so staff is familiar with it. But we just don't have the capacity to do that.
Okay, thank you.
Any other comments or questions for the executive director? I just want to just piggyback on what you said about the Newark watershed. 35,000 acres. Just to point out that in those 35,000 acres, there's 7 large reservoirs. So that's how important that land is, and we certainly would like to work with the city of Newark to help them out with preserving their water resources. All right, so we move on now to the approval of Highlands Council minutes of January 18, 2024. Need a motion and a second on that. Who would like to make that motion?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, moved by Councilmember Daugherty, seconded by Councilmember Savatich. Any discussion? Hearing none, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis. Councilmember Francis. Councilmember Savage.
The minutes. Councilmember Francis, are you a yes on the minutes?
I said yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Savage.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Councilmember Bush.
Abstain.
Chairman Richko.
Yes.
Minutes pass.
Okay. And now for his first debut as the Budget and Finance Committee Chair, Councilmember Vizioli, I turn it over to you.
Thank you. Our first resolution is to consider the amendment of our bylaws to be consistent with other authority thresholds and other state agencies. Other state agencies are now set at $44,000, and right now our authority is set at $25,000. So the Budget and Finance Committee met, and we'd like to move that forward. Mr. Chairman?
Thank you. We need a motion and a second before we discuss.
I'll make that motion.
Moved by Councilmember Vizioli, seconded by Councilmember...
I'll second it.
James.
All right. Any discussion from the council? Yes, Councilmember Bowden.
I was wondering why these amendments to the bylaws weren't processed through the bylaws committee.
Question.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it was just done for convenience. We had a budget and finance meeting already scheduled. It is a budget matter. So we did it with the Budget and Finance Committee. I think we could have done it either way. But since we already had the Budget and Finance Committee meeting, we scheduled it through that.
Do we have a bylaws committee?
I think we do. It hasn't met in a very long time.
I'm going to bring this up under other business, but another point, it doesn't matter much in this resolution, but we should have had 10 days notice that these changes would be brought up. I wasn't notified until 7 days before. And here it doesn't matter that much, but I'm sure in the future we're going to have situations where this does matter. And it's are we disregarding the bylaws committee, the requirement for the 10 days?
You're talking about this resolution only at this point. We should have gotten it 10 days before instead of 7.
It doesn't matter that much here, but in the future there will be situations where the 10 days are going to be important. So I think we should stay on top of that.
Well, it's a good point. I think that we haven't discussed any bylaw changes in a long time. So your idea is well taken, yes.
No, and if I just, Councilmember Bowden's point is well taken. So a lot of what we're doing right now, we're resource constrained because of the low membership of the council itself. So getting the committee hearings together has been an issue for us, right? So hopefully when we get our new members, we'll be able to have a little more flexibility with our scheduling.
We will restock certain committees that have not been utilized due to low membership of people just retiring and leaving the council and us just not having the manpower to do it. So certainly we will make a note of the attendees. That was an error on our end. I apologize for that not getting to you quite in time.
I have a list from 2018. That's the last time that...
We have new lists. We can send you a new list of who's on what
chair
committee.
Assigned, reassigns yes. Committee membership. The first of
we do
year.
Have it more current than 2018, so we can send it to you.
It hasn't changed much. Everyone that was on the committees in 2018 continue to this day.
There's no way for us members to find out whether we're still on a committee, whether
understood.
There are committees.
We will send that
I think
out.
It would be important if we would list these and maybe put them on the website that we don't have to call and say, am I a committee member? Is there a committee? If we could see a list, if it would be available to the public and to us as committee members to know what committee, I don't know what committees I'm on right now.
We can certainly do that, and we are actually in the process of revamping our website, so now's the perfect time to make suggestions for our website. So we'll get that up on the new website, but in the meantime, we'll send each council member a list of all the committees and who's on them.
Thank you.
And with the new members coming on,
right.
Hopefully, we will be changing some of the committees, adding people, maybe subtracting, maybe some people don't want to continue on certain committees, and they'll, let me know what they would like to do. All right, so this is a voting, anybody else on the council have any discussion on this resolution? Seeing none, this is a voting matter with public comment. Would anyone in the audience like to comment on this resolution only? Seeing none, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Bush.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis. Councilmember Francis.
Mike Francis.
Did you hear?
We can hear you now.
What is your vote on this resolution? Michael Francis. Okay.
Yes, did you hear?
All right, we got you. Thank you.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sevetich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes.
Resolution passed.
Okay, we have the next resolution.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our second resolution for our consideration is for 3 grant requests. Our committee is recommending the approval of grants totaling $99,500. All grants are reimbursed based. The Islands Council has 2 requests for grant funding to comply with the enhanced regulations of the NJDEP. And the first one is Bedminster and Liberty Townships for stormwater management planning. Bedminster is requesting $34,500, and Liberty is requesting $50,000. And both townships have applied to NJDEP for a grant. Mr. Chairman, thank you.
We need a motion.
Okay.
I got one more on there.
Sorry about that. The third grant request is from Bloomsbury Borough in Hunterdon County. It's a 100% preservation area, and they're requesting funding to prepare a circulation plan element that is part of their master plan. The borough is requesting $15,000 for this work. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we need a motion and a second on this resolution.
I'll move it, Mr. Chairman.
Moved by Councilmember Vizioli.
Second.
Second by Councilmember James. Discussion from the council.
What's a circulation plan?
I'm sorry.
What is a circulation plan?
Traffic circulation.
Huh?
Traffic circulation.
Traffic.
Okay. It's really blood circulation, but I have cholesterol.
So this is a voting matter with public participation. Would anyone like to address the council on this resolution only? Okay, seeing none, hearing none, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Bush.
Yes.
Councilmember Dougherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Councilmember Francis.
I said yes.
Okay, thank you.
Keep some muting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sevetich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Voden.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes.
Resolution passed.
We have a presentation now, so why don't you introduce the presentation?
Sure. The next matter is going to be the open space plan that I mentioned during the executive director's report. Allison Bittner is in charge of our Highlands open space plan. She's going to make a presentation to the council about why we've chosen who we've chosen.
Yes, thank you. You just have to be quiet. You don't have to leave. So good evening. Tonight you'll be voting on awarding the contract for our open space and recreation plan. Just as a quick background, the Highlands Act and our regional master plan direct us to preserve land in this region. As a result, we do have an open space program that oversees our HCA grant, which is part of U.S. Fish and Wildlife. The open space program, our HDC TDR program, etc. The program itself is very reactive. It's more or less people come to us to preserve property as opposed to us going out and seeing what exactly is there, what is the need. We do have a preservation priority layer, but there isn't much, it's not very dynamic. There's no real community input into this. Early last year, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, as part of the HCA grant, wanted to create a capacity building grant for all four of the Highland states as a way for each state to get more grant applications in. So for us at the Highlands Council, we wanted to do that to create an open space plan that properly not only inventoried what was out there, but could set us up for success in the future in terms of open space and recreation preservation. So that award was granted to us. The capacity grant was awarded in June. We published our RFP for proposals for this plan in July, closing about October, and we got 7 proposals. All were very good, and we chose to interview 5. So tonight we are going to hopefully award that. So the project is going to take about 18 months. There's 8 tasks. This project calls for a tall order. Going to undergo a lot of stakeholder outreach, looking at existing assets. We're going to create goals. We're going to look at, analyze each property for preservation, rank those properties, and look at it through environmental resources, economic sustainability, climate change, and overburdened communities. So it'll take into a lot of consideration as well as public input. And ultimately, this should make us more proactive. And instead of having people come to us with properties, we can actually take a proactive approach in seeing what properties are out there and what should be preserved, which would change, I think, the program as it exists for the better. And we were hoping to award the contract to the Trust for Public Land and 2020 Public Affairs. Trust for Public Land would be taking the GIS portion of it, more that recreation open space planning, with 2020 undergoing the stakeholder outreach. Trust for Public Land has a familiarity with the Highlands region. They've recently worked on the statewide SCORP overall, and the Highlands Council staff all liked the TPL and 2020 proposal. Ultimately, the proposal came in at $298,500. Because we did receive that capacity building grant, Highlands Council only needs to come in about at 42% or $126,500. The rest will be taken care of that grant from Fish and Wildlife. And I'll answer any questions anyone may have.
That's a pretty good amount coming from the Fish and Wildlife, $172,000 yes. For this project. Okay, I think you wanted to make the...
I'll take it. And lastly, the Budget and Finance Committee and Council staff making a recommendation to award the contract for open space and recreation to plan for the New Jersey Highlands region. And I'd just like to take a moment and sincerely thank the Highlands staff for their professional input on all of these kinds of things. And I think it's critical that we all get involved in these decisions. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we need a motion and a second on this resolution.
I'll make that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Moved by Councilmember Vizioli, second by Councilmember James. Any discussion from the council?
I should put it on the record that I'm recusing myself from the vote on this matter.
Yes. Okay. Noted. All right. Anyone else on the council have any input on this? Seeing none, this is a voting matter with public comment. Would anyone like to comment on this resolution only? Seeing none, please poll.
Councilmember Olmsted.
Yes.
Councilmember Bush.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
You hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Savatich.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Bowden.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes.
Resolution passes.
Allison, thank you. Good job.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we move on to old and new business. Do any council members have any old or new business? Nope, seeing none. Okay, we move on now to public comments. Just want to say that the public comment part of our meetings, this is for, we certainly want to hear your comments, your suggestions, any information you'd like to provide to us, but it's not really a time for questions and, you know, back and forth through the public and the council. So if you have any questions at any time, you can call the Highlands office, and I guarantee that someone will call you back and hopefully can answer your questions. Okay, so anyone from the public would like to speak now under public comments? Yes, please state your name.
Dylan Medici, New Jersey Highlands Coalition. I see that we have one new seat this evening. I wanted to welcome Councilmember Bush to the council, and we appreciate the opportunity to work with you in the future. I believe you've already met Ian. If Julie was here, I'm sure she would have something much more eloquent than I to say, so we're really going to enjoy developing a relationship with you. Welcome.
Thank you. Anyone else from the public? Mr. Cassa.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is George Cassa. I live in Tewksbury Township, and I have a question, and I don't know if I'm violating the line that you just drew, but I thought I would take a chance.
Let's see.
It's a question regarding Mr. Spinelli's director's report, in which he indicated that the council will be taking action based on the forestry plan for Sparta Mountain forthcoming as a result of it being triggered by its size. And the two questions I have is, what is the actual trigger, and how or who were you informed, and was it possibly by DEP, who is technically supposed to be consulting with you on projects like that?
So we're acting based upon, just really quickly, we're acting based upon the plan that they put forward. We know that they asked for public input on the activities proposed for next winter. We looked at the mapping of what they had. We saw exactly what they were proposing to do, and it triggers us to comment on that. But the terms of the Highlands Act require us to weigh in on this.
All right. But they did not ask you as a sister organization, but rather as a member of the public. To me, it's important because I think there is a legal obligation for them to be talking to you more than they seem to.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to address the council? Yes.
Richard Kelski. I'm following up on my comments at your January meeting concerning the November and December meetings of the RMP Amendment Committee. I express concern that RMP Addendum 2018-1, specifically referenced at the November Amendment Committee meeting, requires that the November committee meeting should have been open to the public with public notice and public availability of the three RMP amendments. There was action taken on amendments to the RMP at that meeting. At your January meeting, I requested the three RMP amendments that were the subject of the November committee meeting. I now note that the minutes of the December committee meeting are, in all material respects, identical to the minutes of the November meeting. Both meetings have the same subject matter, taking action on proposed amendments. Both meetings have presentations on RMP amendments. Both meetings have next steps presentation of the RMP amendments to the council at its next meeting, specifically referenced in the closing paragraph. You had an obligation to give public notice of the November RMP Amendment Committee meeting, open that meeting to the public, and provide to the public all three of the amendments which were the subject of that meeting. That is required under 2018-1 because the November committee meeting was to take action on amendments to the RMP, which the committee did at that meeting when it decided to present two of the three proposed amendments to the council at its December 14th meeting. I'm tonight providing you with the following. One, a transcript of my comments at your January meeting. Two, a transcript of your attorney's responses at that meeting. Three, the minutes of the amendment meeting of the 27th of November. Four, the minutes of the amendment meeting of January 18th, 2024, and I have marked them to highlight much of what I have told you tonight and at your previous meeting. I'm also providing the agenda for the January 18th meeting, which is virtually identical to that followed at the November 27th meeting. Finally, I am providing RMP Addendum 2018-1, which is the procedure for considering proposals to amend the Highlands Regional Master Plan. I have also marked those procedures to highlight some relevant provisions. I renew my request for the three RMP amendments in the versions provided to the RMP Amendment Committee in connection with the November 27th, 23rd meeting. And I also support Mr. Bowden's comments regarding procedures being followed. And procedures should never, ever be put aside for any reason, whether it's speed or whatever. There are rules that need to be enforced. And so that needs to be taken care of.
Thank you. Anyone else like to address the council? Seeing none, need a motion to adjourn.
I move it.
So moved. We need a second?
Second.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Those are opposed?
No.
No.